to our minds, that parable just doesn't sound fair. I mean, the poor guy that buried this treasure, at least he saved it for the master. But when we try to get into analyzing all the details of this thing, we get all messed up because we see things from a totally different perspective. And the story, a parable, is simply a story that Jesus used to get a point across. And the point he's trying to get across is, I give you all kinds of gifts. All kinds of gifts. What do you do with them? What do you do with them? You have a time, our lifetime, to use, to develop, to celebrate, to enjoy, to entertain, to do whatever we want with the gifts that God gives to us. But he doesn't want us to simply sit on them or to bury them. He expects us to use them, to give glory to him, to enjoy them ourselves, and to give life and joy to other people too. We kind of forget that everything is God's gift. Everything. A friend of mine a few years ago suffered a severe head trauma, and he spent, I think, about 2 or 3 years trying to recover what he had lost. And someone had given him a prayer. A chaplain came to visit him one day and gave him this prayer. And I don't remember the whole thing, but there was a part of it that said, it kind of reminds us of how close God is to us. He said, every breath we take, every morning we wake, every moment of every hour, we live under your power. And he said, saying that, or his wife saying it to him every day for all this recovery time, it really, he said, helped him to focus on what really, how the power and the presence of God in his life. And it gave him the courage and the energy and the challenge to accomplish what he was able to accomplish. And he got back on his feet. He went back to his computer. He's driving a car and all this kind of stuff. So just think about that. Everything we have is a gift. You know, several years ago now, the bishops of the United States wrote a document up. It is on stewardship. And stewardship essentially is, it's a recognition that everything we have is a gift. And that we are expected to develop that gift, to use it to the best of our ability, to enjoy it, to share it for the glory of God. That we can't claim it as our own. So I can't say, well, I'm brilliant in mathematics, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I want to keep that all to myself. I figured out how to get out of this galaxy of ours to the next galaxy, but I'm not telling anybody. That's my secret. I don't want anybody else to know that. How dumb, you know? What are you going to do with that knowledge? You can't do anything with it unless somehow or another you're willing to share it. So God gives each and every one of us gifts. Number one, he gives us life. He creates us. And each one of us has God's imprint on us. And that none of us can survive, not even for an instant, without that breath of life that he gives to us. Think about that. How dependent we are on God, and yet how little time we have for him. We don't even think about him, except maybe on Sunday morning. Maybe in the morning when we get up, we might remember to say a little prayer. Maybe at the end of our day, we might take a moment to thank God. But how many times do we really stop and think how close God is to us? You know, we always think of God as that being way out there somewhere. We don't know where, but he's out there somewhere. And we know he watches over us, and he does all kinds of wonderful things for us. He gave us a vast universe to explore. He gave us all kinds of stuff. But we always think of him as way out there. And just think, he is in you, because you don't breathe, you don't blink an eye, your heart won't beat unless it's by the power of God dwelling in you. Think about that. Think about all of the gifts that God has given to you, the talents that he's given to you, the abilities that he's given to you. What do you do with them? What do you do with them? Some of them we waste, there's no question about it. Some of them we mess up our bodies so bad that they don't work anymore. But a lot of people use them. Maybe they don't always consciously think that I'm using this gift that God gave me to be a good parent, a good teacher, a good worker, somebody who has a vision of beautiful and helps create beautiful things, somebody who helps feed people. We don't think of those as gifts. We just think, oh, that's what I do. But where did it come from? Where did it come from? You didn't suddenly decide, well, I'm going to be an artist, like one of the great artists of the 16th, 17th century. I'm going to be one of those great artists. You don't suddenly decide to do that. I would love to be an artist. I would love to be able to paint. You don't want to see my paint. You wouldn't want to see a product that I put up, that I tried to sell you in a frame. I don't have that gift. It's not a gift of mine at all. I would love to have it, but I don't. So I admire people who do have it. And I think that's part of this whole process. God gave these guys in this parable, he gave them money, a lot of money. You say it was 5 talents, but a talent was an awful lot of money in those days. So he gave them really a lot of money. 1 talent would probably suffice for a year. That's how much it was. So what did they do with it? The industrious ones who realized that this really wasn't theirs, that he was giving it to them to use, to enjoy, like it was their own. And then what did he do with it? He wanted to have something to give back to his Lord, to his master. And so he did. He worked at it. He tried to develop all of those gifts that he had so that he could have a nice package to say to the Lord who gave it to him, look, Lord, this is what I've accomplished. You gave me this to keep in trust for you. This is what I've done with it. So we think of all of these gifts that we have, that God has given to us to enjoy, to develop, to give back to God one day. And what do we do with them? It doesn't mean that you can't waste time once in a while. It doesn't mean that there's a friend of mine. He's a physician, a very good one. He's an old man now, just like I am. But anyway, he had 3 children. He thought sure his oldest son was going to be a doctor in his footsteps. So when it came time for his son to make a decision, he decided he wanted to go to a university out west to study. So he went out into the mountains out west. And so his dad's saying, well, you know, what kind of a medical school preparation do they have out there? And he said, I really don't know. I'm not too interested in that. Well, his dad was very disappointed. So then he thought, well, maybe his younger son would be able to do that. And so this older one, by the way, he decided to stay in the mountains, and he's not a veterinarian, but he works with animals all the time. And he's absolutely happy, extremely successful, and his dad just shakes his head. The other son that he thought, well, since The older one wasn't interested. Maybe my younger son would be. So he talked to him about it, and he said he really wasn't too sure. He's not too sure he was interested in getting into that field, and he was kind of thinking something different. So he went to school and went to school and went to school, and Mike thought he's never going to quit. But he finally got out of school, and he said to me one time, he said, "Do you know what he's doing now?" I said, "I wouldn't have a clue. I haven't heard from him or seen him." He said, "Well," he said, "he's become a professional comedian." And apparently the guy is pretty good because he's making a good living doing it. And he's in big places. He does it in big shows in big places like Comedy Club in Chicago and stuff like that. So his daughter became a doctor, by the way. But anyway, we have these talents. We don't know what they are. God God mixes them up. He doesn't make us all the same. How boring our life would be if that was the case. If everybody wanted to be, say, an artist, who's going to make the bread? You know, who's going to grow the crops? You know, we have to eat also. But God gives these talents. What do we do with them? What do we do with them? I think number one, we have to acknowledge. Like my friend did with his prayer, he finally had to come to the realization that everything. The fact that he was still able to breathe, though he couldn't move his arms or his legs, that God was helping him to provide that, providing that breath for him. After a while, he regained all of his senses. They all came back. Took a couple years, like I said. But he recognized that these are gifts from God. And that he was not going to waste them. He enjoyed them. He still enjoys them tremendously. He does all kinds of stuff. But it took a while for him to realize, this is all a gift. What do I do to show appreciation for a gift? I don't put it on the shelf and dust it once every 2 or 3 years. I use it. It's meant to be used for my enjoyment, for my life, for my good, for my support. It's meant to give glory to the one who gives me the possibilities. It's also meant to help other people. So when we think about this gospel story, don't worry about all the detail. Just remember, God is the one who gives. And he does expect that one day, when we appear before him, whenever that is, and he would say to us, "What did you do with the gifts that I gave to you?" Do we say, "Well, I buried them," or "I wasted them," or "I came to acknowledge that they came from you, so I worked on them and developed them to the best of my ability"? And then he would say to us, "You were faithful. You worked hard. Come enjoy your reward." But what if you have to say to him, "I didn't do anything. I just didn't do anything. I didn't feel like it." What do we expect God to say to us then? "Come, enjoy your reward. What did you do? So our lifetime is this waiting period. It's time not just to sit or to walk in a line like you do at Disney. It's not time to just do that. It's supposed to be time to prepare. And our preparation time is recognizing, first of all, where we came from, where did all of these things come from? And when we can acknowledge that, I think we can also then begin to appreciate and use them properly and share them as our God meant us to do. So think about the talents, the gifts that you have. And everything is a gift, everything. You can't really claim any of it as your right, that you earned that. You earn by using wisely what God gives to you. So on the day of judgment, when God asks you, what did you do with the gifts that I gave to you? What can we answer him?